You're listening to Leith Rocks. My name is Emily Dodd. I'm joined by geologist Angus Murray, and we will take you on a geological tour of Leith. Part 4, The Water of Leith, the tale of our river. You hear that lovely sound? That's the ducks along the Water of Leith. We've got tufted ducks and the mallards and some coots here. And it's not just ducks on the Water of Leith, there is some geology to hear about. So Angus, tell us more.
Yeah, well, we stopped before in Loch End Park, where we saw a little bit of the hard rock of the centre of Edinburgh, and that's why the city's here. But it also, if you think about Arthur's Seat through the centre of Edinburgh out to the Pentlands, there's a lot of high ground there, and it's shedding water. So the Water of Leith chooses its path really just simply because there's water which is on the high ground running downhill, and it's got to go down to the sea, and it's come down this way. So there's not any particular reason underground as to why the Water of Leith is here and not elsewhere. But when we dig a little bit deeper into story, just in the last few thousand years, there's been some amazing changes here. For instance, if you'd been here about 10,000, 8,000 years ago, we'd have been completely underwater here. The sea extended all the way up the Water of Leith as far as Stockbridge.
Wow.
So a lot of this part of Leith has got sand and mud, which was actually made over the sea. And talk about things happening millions of years ago. This was completely different just a few thousand years ago. That's one of the amazing things about how the world changes.
And people are concerned with climate change, that the sea level may rise a little bit, but that was already going on here in Stockbridge.
Yeah, we've seen over the last few thousand years massive changes in sea level, and it's a complicated little story, but it's all to do with the ice. Lots of ice built up in the last 100,000 years, covering most of Scotland. The weight of the ice pushed down the land, so the land was much lower down, but because there was so much ice, sea level was also lower. But the interesting thing happened when the ice melted, but the land was still pushed down and gradually coming back up again. The sea level was for a time much higher than it is today, and it's retreated gradually to its present day level. And just in the last couple of decades has reversed that long trend of going out and decreasing, and Scotland's sea level started to creep up again just by a small amount.
And so was it that the sea stayed the same, but the land was changing below?
That's right,
it?
Yep. So the land kind of popped back up
came,
out of the sea.
Yeah, so okay.
over the last few thousand years.
And with climate change, we're concerned because that's nothing to do with the land, that's like the sea on top of that.
Yeah, that's
rising.
Right. We were talking there about a really long-term thing over thousands of years. The problem now is that we've got lots and lots of people around the world living very close to the sea, and just a small change in sea level now will have an impact on billions of people.
Thank you for listening to Leith Rocks. It's taking you on a tour of the geology of Leith. I'm Emily Dodd, you were listening to geologist Angus Miller, and the music was kindly provided by Alan Parkinson. This podcast was brought to you by greenerleith.org. Coming up in part 5, we're going to Leith Academy to meet glacial erratic boulder Keith.